Welcome to Conversations. My name is Amy Adams. I'm the host of this podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode where I share my story of meeting someone along the canal.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Conversations Podcast. This is minisode number 3. I'm going to share a story with you called Walking Along the Canal. So, before we get started, I do want to make one quick announcement, and that is that I wrote a book. Yay! The book is going to be available in mid-September. It's called Gratitude, Schmatitude, Don't Just Think It, Do It. I'm really excited about it. It is a process that you can go through, and it has lots of little stories and then things that you can do to practice gratitude in your life.
Well, that's it for the announcements. Now let's get started.
Walking along the canal, meeting and meaning. Along the canal, relief. A sense of relief washed over me today, and I was filled with a gladness as I met one of my favorite souls along the path along the canal. He was missing for several months. No one reported him missing, only that he was missing from my life. I don't even know his name. Every day he walks slowly and carefully as he steps along the path, and the path along the canal is not smooth and easy. Somehow, for several months, he continued to move outside of my reality. He lives on my street. It is a long street, a long city block, long enough that it changes its name. Both parts of the street share a commonality. They are named for songbirds. And there is even a legend and a song about the songbirds that climb in flight towards the sun. Me and my girls, aka the princess dogs, even trekked past there several times through the winter and early spring. And each time I wondered, where's my friend whose name is unknown? A walker. He is a regular walker, but not a regular person. A daily walker who walks a good distance given his circumstances. Many times as we passed his apartment block, my thoughts turned to worry and wonder, but not wonder in a good way. Wondering if he was still alive. He's older. Wondering, was he now sick? He previously has had a stroke. If he was sick, wondering if someone was taking care of him. Does he have children? They would be grown now. Does someone come to visit him regularly? I thought if I knew his name, I could ring his apartment bell and that maybe he wouldn't mind a visit or simply some homemade cookies during the cold winter. He told me that he had a problem with his brain. When we first met, it was obvious that he had some challenges. After all, he was walking with a cane. He told me that he had a problem with his brain. He tells me most times that we meet that he has a problem with his brain. Is it a sense of shame? That he remembers who he once was or who he doesn't think he is anymore? What compels him to say it out loud? Does he feel that he is a shadow of his former self? I never knew that former self, that personality, that person who I learned was a well-known, world-class athlete and greatly admired. Does he know he is still admired? Does he know that he makes a difference in people's lives? In my life? He doesn't know that I didn't know he was a former world-class athlete since I didn't grow up here. And he doesn't know that I know either. His younger neighbor told me so. It wasn't a gossipy thing. There was pride in his voice. His neighbor loved and admired him. You could see it on his face as he told me the story. You could hear the sense of loss in the tone of his voice, the deep sadness for the collective who lost a public role model. It wasn't pitying. It was his own sadness. He doesn't know my name, and I don't know his. My friend along the walking path doesn't even know that when we met along the walking path some years ago, that during that time, I was suffering over my suffering, and that I felt like a shadow of my former self. That time was a clusterfuck of stuff. The end of a relationship, my poison emotions became physical, and my body was not well. It was poisoning itself. His smile and warm greeting along the path reminded me during that painful period when my shoulders were slouched and I felt alone, that I met. And that I was needed on this earth, at least for a little while. He made that time more bearable, and he doesn't even know that either. My face lights up when I see him along the path. It can't be helped. He may think that he is simply stopping to have a conversation, but it's more to me than he will ever know. Sharing a simple conversation each time we have met along the path, if only for a moment, to stop and wish me a beautiful day or his encouragement to continue to walk. These small moments have such deep meaning for me. He doesn't know my name and I don't know his, but in the end, he tells me, yes. He tells me, yes, we must continue to move. The unspoken words whisper in my mind. Yes, we must continue to move, even when it isn't easy. Okay, so thank you so much for listening to my short story today. I would love to hear from you. Is there someone that you've met in your life that helped you in some way? Is there someone who maybe did something unexpected, who acted kindly, who surprised you, whether it be a stranger or someone you know? Why don't you share your story with me? Send it to me at hello@consciouslife.guru. I would really love to hear from you. And I would love to share different stories with people. I'd like to share them with the world. Thank you so much for listening to Conversations Minisode number 3, Walking Along the Canal. I really do appreciate it. It is so important to leave a review on the platform that you are listening to this podcast on, because the more people that give a thumbs up, leave reviews, little hearts, or whatever platform they have as an opportunity to market on SoundCloud, I know you can like it with a heart. When you review it and you share it with people, that lets the algorithms know, and you know that more people will then start to, it'll get more well known, it'll get broadcast and out there. So if you want to help me get the word out there, please leave a review and like it and share it and do all those fantastic, fabulous things. And if you are watching this on YouTube, I would ask you if you could please subscribe. I think it's on the other side of the... so confused. Subscribe to the channel, please. Okay, thanks.